Okay, greetings Sheffield and beyond. You're listening to the Dub Central Radio Show right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM every Friday, is it, Paul? At 11 o'clock. My name's Barney Harris, and this evening I'm going to be telling the story about the Shrewsbury Dub Club, which is a little night we started in Shrewsbury, about 2004. You might wonder why we'd be talking about Shrewsbury on right here on Sheffield Live, but that's simply because I'm from Shrewsbury, and I moved to Sheffield about 6 years ago. So it's a funny place, Shrewsbury. It's West Midlands, kind of like 50 miles from the Welsh border, not even that. But it's an interesting place. It's where me and my group of friends all got really into reggae, and we ended up starting this Shrewsbury Dub Club. And as you'll find out over the course of the next 2 hours, us starting the Shrewsbury Dub Club was related to something called the Jazz and Roots Club, which was started in 1985. Right in Shrewsbury by a guy called Dave Bassett, and that was at the a venue called the Butter Market in Shrewsbury, which is still going to this very day. So I thought I'd give you a little story really of everything that happened kind of at the Butter Market from the year 2000, which is when we started going down to the Jazz and Roots Club there, aged about 16, right through until about 2010, which was pretty much the last dub club event that I did down at the Butter Market. And the Jazz and Roots Club started about 1985, and it saw many, many great names pass through the Butter Market. The Scarterlights, as you can hear right now in the background, they were there amongst many, many, many others. But the first thing that we saw there, aged, like I say, 15, 16, was the Wailers, a little band called the Wailers. Which kind of, for a group of us just growing up listening to reggae, I mean, the first time I ever heard it was I was friends with a guy called Nick, still am to this day, and he was like the cool guy from London who we all kind of hung out with. And I remember he used to live in Notting Hill in London before he moved to Shrewsbury, and I remember he had a couple of cassette tapes that he used to show us, and I think his auntie made them actually, and they had a load of Bob Marley on it. And so we got really into that, and then looked in the paper one day and we just saw that the Wailers were playing on our doorstep. I don't think we kind of realised how crazy that was, really, and how lucky we were to kind of have that available. So we just wandered along, and rest, as they say, is history. Made a huge impression on all of us, and are kind of responsible, I think, for... meaning that I didn't listen to pretty much anything but reggae for the next sort of 10, 15 years. I'm only just recovering from that. But they played right there in Shrewsbury at the Butter Market on the Jazz and Roots at the Jazz and Roots Club on a Thursday evening. And I'm gonna play you a little track, which you might know. I'm just gonna let the Scarterlights play out, and then you can hear one of my favourite tracks that the Wailers played that night at the Butter Market in 2001. So I'll catch you in a minute. We'll be right back.
you're right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an art that Peter is told. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up.
And make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your right. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Jump, jump.
Stand up for your right.
Okay, that was Bob Marley and the Wailers and Peter Tosh, Get Up, Stand Up. And that was one of my favourite tracks that was played at the 2001 show at the Buttermarket when I was just 15, 16 years old. Okay, so later on in 2001, Morgan Heritage came down to play at the Buttermarket. And I don't know if anyone's heard of those guys. They're a bit of a different tack, really, to the Wailers and that. But they're an interesting band, and it was a really good show. They formed in 1994, and they'd only been going 7 years when they came down to Shrewsbury. It's actually five children. They're all of a musician, Jamaican musician, who was living in the US in the 60s and 70s, called Dennis Morgan. They're called the Royal Family of Reggae, and they've worked with loads of the greats, Capleton, Luciano, Beres Hammond. And 2001, when they played at the Buttermarket, they were just about to release their album, More Teachings. And this is a wicked track off More Teachings. And I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. long time ago, but never have the faith nor believe in my soul. Yeah, yeah. Now Mother Nature sent to me three little birds singing a song, saying it was so. Now I'm on my way. Anyone come to see me this day, tell them I'll be gone for the day.
I'm down by the river, waiting for the good Lord to pass my way. Oh yeah, I'll be down by the river, singing songs of joy on this lovely day.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. That was Morgan Heritage, Down by the River. That was off their 2001 album, More Teachings. So if you've just joined us, we're talking about the story of the Shrewsbury Dub Club and how that came into being. And I'm just taking you through the history of the Jazz and Roots Club, which used to run on Thursday nights at the Butter Market in Shrewsbury. And shortly after Morgan Heritage played, we had Burning Spear come through, and anyone that knows anything about reggae will know that Burning Spear, undoubtedly one of the most influential roots reggae acts pretty much of all time, certainly the 70s, if not all time. But they had hits, huge hits, all through the 70s. Their album, Marcus Garvey, led to them getting a record deal with the very famous Island Records. And one of my most enjoying memories, unfortunately I missed the show, too young, probably doing homework like a good boy. But great show at the Butter Market. I was told it was the busiest it's ever been. Over 1,000 people in Shrewsbury came out to see Burning Spear. But one of my most enduring memories of Burning Spear is hearing Burning Spear on the 1978 film Rockers. And there's a really good scene in that film where Horsemouth, the main guy of the film, he's completely broken, he's down and out, his bike's been nicked, there's all sorts of stuff going wrong for him in his life, and Burning Spear just takes him down to the beach and just sings this track, which I'm going to play for you now. And this is taken from the actual film. I hope you enjoy it.
To fool the black population by telling them that judge is gay. And he tried to fool the black population by telling them that judge is gay. I and I knows God, Jah know they. Jano de Jano de Jano de Jano de Jano de do. No woe, Jano de. My knowledge increased, my memory fled. Marcus Garvey would say, a rumor, 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 a mahakosi. A rumor, 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 a mahakrasi, Jano de, Jano de. It was Hyman who said, it's green and gold, it's the rainbow. The lion did crown the king. The lion did crown the king in Addis Ababa, ha 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 ha, Africa. Jano de, Jano de, Jano de. Meet me at the bank of the beautiful river when your journey has ended. I and I will discuss about this matter. Jano de, Jano de, Jano de.
Mm-hmm.
Spear at his finest. That second track was Columbus, by the way. Okay, so we're talking about the Shrewsbury Jazz and Roots Club, and Burning Spear played there in 2001, and then following that, Desmond Dekker, the late great Desmond Dekker, played there in 2002. And we did go along to this show, and it was, again, it was a pretty seminal moment for all us lot again. Desmond Dekker being who he is and what he does, it was pretty big impact on us. I remember I said to my dad, I'm going to go see Desmond Dekker. I didn't really know a lot about him. He said, oh, he'll play a song called The Israelites. And yeah, he wasn't wrong. Bit of info about Desmond Dekker. He's obviously ska, kind of rock steady legend. He's one of the few Jamaican artists to become a kind of true household name, really, right across the West and America. Before, you know, he was kind of, His later work, really appealed to the Rude Boys of Jamaica. Tracks like Rudy Got Soul, Rude Boy Train, Shantytown. But this also made him a kind of icon of the working class mod scene right here in the UK. Kind of an interesting fact, really. But his earlier work focused on much more traditional family values. And it's one of these tracks I'd like to play you. It's one of my personal favourites for Desmond Dekker. And it's called Get Up a Diner.
Get up a diner, girl.
Get up a diner,
girl.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that track. Desmond Dekker there. Played in Sheffield, didn't he? Right up until, I think it was the second last gig he did before he died, I think. I think Leeds was the last one, wasn't it? But yeah, played Shrewsbury Butter Market Thursday night, 2002. Okay, so definitely a band that had a really special relationship with the Jazz and Roots Club was Culture. And a fantastic band, kind of vocal harmony trio. And Dave Bassett, the promoter of the Jazz and Roots Club, had a strong personal relationship with Joseph Hill. And that led to them playing in Shrewsbury at least three times that I know about, probably more, to be honest. They had a couple of massive tracks in the 70s. See Demo Come was one of their first breakthrough numbers, and then 2/7's Clash as well. And they did have a very big influence in the UK. And this is kind of like, you can see that by the Clash, kind of they impacted the punk rock scene here. The Clash obviously took their name from the song 2/7's Clash. And it's an interesting song that as well, because I was reading that it prophesies the end of the world on the 7th of July 1977, which is kind of strange. That led to a lot of people in Jamaica staying in on that day, I hear. But their influence, like I was saying, was definitely felt in the UK, and that was definitely helped by John Peel, who supported them throughout their early career. And they actually recorded a session, live session, for John Peel in 1982. Which I'm going to play for you right now.
What are you?
Okay, enjoyed that. So hopefully by now you're getting a bit more of an impression of the kind of what we were exposed to growing up in Shrewsbury and how lucky we were, and kind of how likely that made it that we'd, you know, want to get into reggae in a big way. And we certainly did. But before I tell you the story of how that happened, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Jazz and Roots Club and some of the other great acts that came through. So you just heard Culture there, who came through in 2003. And then in 2004, which was an absolutely amazing year, I'm just looking through the archives now, and we had so much stuff in 2004. But one of the artists I want to highlight is Michael Rose, who came through in 2004. And he is certainly one of reggae's kind of true greats. He got awarded a Grammy in 1985 for the album Anthem, which he produced while working with Don Carlos and Garth Dennis in the band Black Uhuru. And I think that, you know, he's got a huge vocal range, and he sounds really good, and he's one of the perhaps slightly rare artists that carries on making really, really good music right up until this day, as I think this next track, which was made in 2012, will demonstrate.
Ja, ja, here's the right one.
Okay, that was Michael Rose, a little bit more. And it was around about this time that we started the Dub Club, about 2004. So we'd been, as you might have heard from all the music we've been playing, been growing up hearing some of the best, to be honest, right on our doorstep. So kind of monkey see, monkey do, we ended up doing our own thing. But there was still more to come right at the Jazz and Roots Club, and definitely one of the strongest and probably like regularly touring as well artists to come through the Butter Market was the Twinkle Brothers. They are actually a set of brothers, and they originally worked the Jamaican hotel circuit in the 60s and 70s, and definitely some of the most strongly Rastafarian influenced music as well, and that a lot of that was released through Virgin Records during the 70s. Much to their annoyance though, Virgin Records tweaked the music, sped it up, just to try and make it sound a little bit more, I don't know, commercially viable or something. So that led to the Twinkle Brothers starting their own label, Twinkle Music. And it's a release from this label that I'd like to play you now. And another interesting little fact, actually, when the Twinkle Brothers played in Shrewsbury in 2004, it was with a guy called Aaron Shamash on keys. And Aaron was originally from Shrewsbury as well, and runs the website reggaenews.co.uk. So it's an interesting little Shrewsbury connect there as well. Anyway, enjoy this next track. Bye.
when you are dancing, sir. Cannot help, no, cannot help. So if you all keep on doing what you all are doing, you will end up, up, up in chains. So if you all keep on doing what you all are doing, you will end up, up, up in chains.
Okay, that was the Twinkle Brothers with Stomach Sick, followed by Horace Andy, Skylarking. Both those artists played at the Butter Market in 2004. Horace Andy, perhaps most famously known for Skylarking, perhaps that or Fever. Definitely another true great to pass through the Butter Market. He's collaborated, actually, perhaps not one of the most known facts, he collaborated with... Bristol Trip Hoppers, Massive Attack on Mezzanine, one of their kind of seminal albums. And if you've listened to Angel, that's Horace Andy singing there. And it was just 6 years after that collaboration that he came through to the Butter Market. Okay, we're talking about Shrewsbury Dub Club and the history of the Jazz and Roots Club and how the two intermingled and came about. So we're currently in 2004. And that was, I'll just read you the list of who played there in 2004. It's pretty crazy. Twinkle Brothers, Michael Rose, Julian Marley, and Horace Andy. That's a pretty good haul for 1 year, I'd say so. Okay, 2005, it just intensifies, and one of the first acts to come through was the Abyssinians. So I'll tell you a little bit about them. They were formed in 1968. And pretty much their first song, and arguably their most legendary, is Sata Masagana. And that's a Rastafarian hymn, and it's sung partly in the Ethiopian Amharic language. There's a really good clip of the Abyssinians in a 1977 reggae documentary, certainly one of my favourite clips of them. It's called Beats of the Heart, Roots Rock Reggae documentary, and it's actually got them singing Sata Masagana in a kind of acoustic setting, just in the yard somewhere. These guys performed with Dillinger in Shrewsbury in 2005. I'm going to play you a track now by the Abyssinians. Enjoy.
Zion, beautiful Zion, we will be found down, yeah. They said that slavery was abolished long, long time ago. Now I know.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. That was the Abyssinians with Forward On To Zion. And they played at the Butter Market in 2005. Sorry. Anyway, if you've been following, you'll understand that me and my friends are getting pretty seasoned reggae heads now after growing up on the stuff on our doorstep. But obviously we were just kind of consuming at this point, going along to these really good gigs, really getting into it. And it was took another kind of sequence of events to actually end up resulting in us putting our own nights on at the Butter Market, which was like kind of like a dream come true. But I mean, effectively what happened, we were kind of getting really into it, and we decided to go to something called the Reggae Festival of Wales, which I think we went to it in 2005. It's a good festival, kind of a bit weird. It wasn't the best organised thing in the world, but we had a good time there. It was good. We saw some good stuff. Anyway, we were having a good time. We'd just seen the last kind of act of the night. It was pretty early finish, so we ended up just wandering around the campsite, and we just stumbled across this fire, and you know, just with a little fire, a few people around it, and some music playing. And we looked around, and there was just one Rasta guy, silver dreadlocks right down to his ankles, and he was just playing the most just brilliant, conscious, hard stepping roots that we'd ever heard. But the most interesting thing for us was looking, and we just saw that this guy was just playing just from a single tape deck, just wired up to two kind of speakers, and that was all he was doing. He was just putting a tape on, and when it finished, he just took the tape out and put another tape on, and people loved it. And that was different. That kind of changed it for us, because we always thought that DJing was, you know, all about keeping, you know, we'd been to some free parties and stuff. We just thought DJing was something that dance music guys did, or hip-hop DJs did, and we, you know, it's all about keeping the music going. We thought the beat going, but here was a guy that was just, doesn't matter, he just puts good music on, just turns it off, puts another bit, you know, it was wicked. So we left that festival just feeling inspired, and we suddenly thought, well, we can do that. And so we hooked up with some guys from Shropshire, some actually a kind of techno sound system called Ulike, and we kind of just said can we borrow your sound system. We managed to get some permission for a little patch of land just outside Shrewsbury. And I remember we borrowed a van through some very weird kind of route that involved my mum. We got a van anyway together, printed off some little flyers, dub party, we called it Tree Dub, did it in the forest. And my friend Nick just played tracks off his mini disc players all night. Just absolutely rinsed it from 10 till 8 in the morning, I think. Just playing all the stuff we've been listening to for the last 5 years, and it was great. We got loads of people down. It was a pretty crazy night in the end. but we loved it, and we just thought, let's do another one of these. We're up for that. And so we did the same thing, put everything in place, and I think it was one night before, we got told that we'd lost permission for the land, so we were gutted because we had loads of people come in, everyone was hyped for it. And actually, there was a Jazz and Roots Club on that Thursday, we were doing it on the Friday, and we were just down, just hanging around at the Jazz and Roots Club, and my friend Barber, James Barber, said, oh, I spoke to Dave. Dave says we might be able to do it at the Butter Market. So I was like, no way, we don't know how to chat. This is Dave Massett, promoter, Jazz and Roots Club promoter. And he's like, yeah, just do it here, it's fine. We're like, and he takes me to meet the manager, and the manager's like, how many people can you get? And we're like, oh, don't know, we got 80 last time. And he just looks at Dave and goes, what, five are on the door or something? And we're just like, okay, let's do it. So that was it. That was the first dub club, and it was completely ad hoc. And Dave Bassett pretty much saved the day. But I'd just like to play you maybe one of the tracks. This is, I never knew what that the Rasta at the Reggae Festival of Wales was playing, but I kind of pretty sure it was something along these lines anyway. And this is a track by Determine called Livewire.
This is not Shaquille O'Neal. It's just the vibes I feel. Reaching above my toe, passing my heel. I'm here to poor people squeal. Livewire! I'm moving up in time. Ends to ends, me got covered with all my full charge mind. Livewire! I got a one leap turn. With elements and I progress, me now nowhere to turn. Livewire! I'm moving up in time. Hence to hence me got covered with all my full charge mind. Livewire. I got a one leap turn. With elements and I progress me now. No beer to turn. You think a little bit of them and try stop determining away. You better try change the system, okay. Determine is fucked with discipline and that way. You know I get smarter within. Me and a joke, I ain't on a deck to know. I know cat with no feeling from the eyes of the ducks. Man, I know everything. Now go stop your sudden nose. Said this on a puzzle. Enough for them a buckle all the muggle. I say Livewire. I go moving up in time. Hence to it. With all a full charge mind. Livewire. I got a one leap to earn. With elements and a progress I have. Nowhere to turn. Nagadang me nagadang. I still keep moving. With me one leap a tune. Me just keep on rising. From yes I got to brand the people. I'm excited. Don't bother tell me about no pope. And then get me haunted. God you won't let them only cause disadvantage. Of the poor class of people. Them under bondage. But me and them me vibes me a lot blend up well save. And I be here evil works. Them get all involved with. Determine is here. You know me back with courage. Now watch all the ditch them a dig. I say Livewire. I'm moving up in time. Hence to hence me got cover with all me full charge mind. Livewire. I got a one leap to run. With elements and I progress me now. Nowhere to turn. Talking of skin for burn. On my turn. Determined moving like a shooting lightning. Stumbling. Locking out the way me not falling. Go give me pass and I hear the almighty calling. High time now for y'all go give out the warning. Up from morning straight back till evening. You give me seen up for them acting deceiving. And I try to get a youth with them system. So make it back look and think and say yeah what a sin thing. Watch me calling and now me ballot. King Selassie blessing pouring. Livewire. I'm open up in time. Hence to hence me gonna come up with all me full check.
The Pharaoh is the captain of my ship. struggles of life puts you to the test. Just call Tafara, the almighty upsetter. Yeah. Tafara is the captain of my ship. And it's he who I worship. Yeah. Tafara is the captain of my ship. And it's he who I worship. When evil men stand in your sacred way, the far eye will move them away. Yeah, when the pressures of life get so intense, soldiers don't resort to violence.
Enjoyed that. That was Max Romeo with Fire Eye Ship. And yeah, if you just update you on the story, so we'd done our first little impromptu party in the Butter Market under the caring wing of Dave Bassett. He saved the day for our second dub party. And Dave pulls aside and said, "Hey, I really like this. It's good to see new crowd in. Good to see young crowd in. I think I'm going to start a kind of dub club thing. I've got a dub act. I've been told about a dub act that's going to be playing." And he's like, "Yeah, he's called Jar Shaka." "All right, yeah." Okay. First the Wailers and now Jar Shaka right on our doorstep. So that second track with Max Romeo on the vocals, I'm now going to play you the dub, which is one of my favourite Jar Shaka dubs. Enjoy.
On 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Okay, that was Jar Shaka with Far Eye Dub. So if you've just been following the story, Dave Bass, the promoter of the Jazz and Roots Club, had just started the Dub Club and asked us to get involved organising it. So we were kind of like, after seeing Shaka, that was, we were kind of dub converts pretty much instantly. And we started going around the UK listening, just sourcing out dub nights, West Midlands, that was kind of our ends, went to lots of different things around there. And the first, you know, aside from Shaka, the first proper kind of inverted commas sound system we saw was Jar Tubbies. And we saw these guys in Birmingham at the Custard Factory in Digbeth, must have been about 2005, 2006, and I'm not going to lie, we were pretty heavy tokers at that point, and it was pre-smoking ban, and we used to find ourselves quite often kind of comatose at the back of the dance or whatever it was, and I remember nearly falling asleep, and this was at the Tubby's thing. And he cranked it up, and I was literally just hurled off the wall by the vibrations, and it was just a pretty unforgettable experience, really. And but there we were, given the opportunity, really, to start booking these people, and Dave had done the Jazz and Roots Club for the last 25 years, bringing, you know, that kind of music from all around the world and the jazz, but this was a new thing. Now we had the opportunity to start bringing these kind of sound systems to Shrewsbury, which was a whole new thing, which is basically, that's what we did for the next 6 years, basically. And like I mentioned, Jar Tubbies, they were pretty high on the list, but another artist that was pretty high on the list really from the off was Vibronics, Stevie Vibronics. And they were the first kind of act that we booked, really. And I'm going to play you a track now. It's a pretty modern track, and it's called Utes to War, and it features Brain Damage and Vibronics as well. I hope you enjoy it. Special request to Paolo.
Hypocrisy and lies. Why do we need to send the youths them out?
Okay, that was Vibronix. Also, special request, Clone from Leeds. Yes, suggested that tune. It's a great track. So we're talking about Jar Tubbies being the first sound system I really saw over in Birmingham. And the next track I'm going to play, we got them down to the Butter Market around about 2005. That was the first time we got them down multiple times afterwards, but... That was around about the time that this tune, the next tune I'm going to play, was getting big. You know, some people might say it's a little bit overplayed now. It's not produced, it was produced for Jar Tubbies, I believe, on the JTS label, or certainly they were playing it, or it was exclusive for Jar Tubbies at some point anyway. But it's a track by the Bush Chemists called Star Dub, and you might recognise the line.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Bush Chemist with Stardub. It's just talking a little bit about sound systems and sound system culture and how we made the transition to that from growing up on a diet of kind of a foundation reggae artist from the Jazz and Roots Club, and then basically transitioning into a real love of dub and sound system music. And it was at a time where there's a big group of us, and there's loads of, you know, like I was talking about my friend Nick earlier, and you know, James Barber as well, and Winnie, and we were all kind of getting into it. And it was a funny time for us because we were all just finishing college and we just started this dub club thing, and we were starting to book some big acts. And the only problem was we were all kind of, you know, all university guys, all white middle class guys, all heading off to university. And everyone had obviously planned their gap year things, as you do these days. And so kind of one by one, all the people, all the crew kind of just dropping away. We had one friend, Nick, went to India, friend Kester, South America. I think James Barber went to India as well. And it kind of got to the point where it's like actually just me and my friend Winnie left, and we're thinking, oh, this is... And I was planning to go to Russia as well. And we're thinking, hey, I'm getting a bit thin on the ground now. And eventually Winnie went to South America as well. It was just me. I was just like, well... And I was just looking at booking my flight to Russia to go on the Trans-Mongolian Railway, and I just thought, well, actually... I don't have, you know, we would have all been away for months on end. I just thought, this is just starting to get going now. Don't really want to lose the momentum. And so I cancelled my flight, and I thought, man, I'm just going to do this. It's good fun. And it was around about that time that I just thought, let's book one of the kind of true stalwarts of the UK, kind of Leicester-based originally, but now doing it, running the University of Dub sessions down in London. And that's Abashantii. And I remember this was a funny one because it was the only one. It was the first time I went in and set everything up on my own. I was a little bit nervous. But in the end, it was just a roadblock session. And you can find videos of it on YouTube. It's definitely kind of, I think, one of the landmark sessions for Abashantii. You'll have to ask him that, though. But I certainly enjoyed it. Anyway, I'm going to play you a track off Abashantii's, well, I think it's one of his second albums. It's called Jar Lightning and Thunder. And this is definitely one of my favourite tracks, so enjoy it. All right, that was a track from Abashanti's album, Joy, Lightning and Thunder, called Freedom Altitude. And yeah, I was talking, I'd like to talk a little bit about kind of my experience as a kind of young guy, like 18, 19, just starting booking these kind of sound systems. And like, a lot of them, they came over, you know, really, I was always glad actually that, because I worked with a few other promoters at the club and they were kind of doing drum and bass and techno and stuff. And, you know, I'd see these guys, these kind of, no, no offense to techno DJs or drum bass DJs, but some of them have a lot of attitude and, you know, they're not really interested. And, you know, this kind of annoyed my other promoter mates. And I was always very glad that I was dealing with dub sound systems, because they're just the most welcoming, ridiculously welcoming and friendly groups of people I've ever met. And the stuff they do, you know, they're just carting huge lorries worth of sound systems all over the country, driving hours and hours and hours, setting them up at one end, playing them all night, and then taking them down and driving back home. They're doing that for, you know, not much money really in comparison to some of the kind of fees that DJs can command for, you know, just an hour set. So I was always impressed by that. And a lot of them, I obviously got to know a few of them quite well and dealt with different ones, and they all made a different impression on me really. And I was talking about Jar Tubby's earlier, and the thing I got from Jar Tubby's was just this overriding sense of experience. He's kind of an old guy, and Keith is his name, and oozed experience, and he's just so chilled out, it was unbelievable. Abashanti gave a very, very spiritual vibe. You can see it's a really important kind of, he's on a mission. And he's bringing the music to the people, and he really vibes off. And that was, you know, that was one thing I picked up there. It's kind of obvious, really, if you just listen to his music and you listen to what he says. And then Iration Steppers, based up in Leeds. Everyone's probably pretty familiar with them from Sheffield. And the kind of, the thing with Mark, I remember he turned up the first time. This is when he used to have the old PA. I don't know if you remember it, the big yellow, didn't have big grills on the top. It was about, seemed to be about twice as tall as the one he's got now, but just ridiculous. And he brought that into the butter market down in the cellars. He brought full, this is the first time he came, he brought all eight of his scoops, and because he wanted to make sure he brought enough. He didn't want to turn up somewhere without enough bass, and he turned one of them on in during sound check, and it just there was just dust pouring from in between the bricks. And we had the venue manager kind of getting a little bit worried. And then he turned the other one on, it was just ridiculous. But anyway, yeah, the thing I always got from Mark was kind of in a good way, but it's just attitude, man, just in your face, bass and attitude. And it's in a really positive way. He loves his tunes and he loves playing them loud. And yeah, if you haven't listened to Iration Steppers, then get to know. This is a track from one of their earliest albums, Original Dub Dat.
You're running and you're running away. Whoa, boy. Yeah, yeah. You're running away.
right here on Sheffield Live. We're going till 1 in the morning. Pretty heavy track there, Iration Steppers, and another sound system, because one of the things I was conscious of doing with the Dub Club was making sure we supported local sound systems as well. And I think it was either Mark, or I'm not sure whether they turned up to a dance or something one time, but the Micaiah, they're a Birmingham based sound, and I kind of got to know P, the guy that runs it, pretty well. P makes a lot of dubs for Mark as well, and yeah, we booked them several times for the Butter Market. I'm going to play you a track now that was released on a Jar Tubby's promo CD and from 2004, and this is by Micaiah and it's called Iron Dub.
I'm Eddie Grant and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. It's the History of the Dub Club show. In the background right now is King Earthquake, another Birmingham based sound, regular down at the Shrewsbury Dub Club as well. Look out for Earthquake, I think he just played in Leeds actually. Special request to Winnie.
Things are
I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. We've been talking about the Shrewsbury Dub Club and the Jazz and Roots Club and the history of reggae and roots and dub music in Shrewsbury, really. I want to just finish the story, really, because it wasn't like the Jazz and Roots Club finished. There was a really good few years where the Jazz and Roots Club and the Dub Club ran alongside one another. From about 2005 up till kind of 2009-2010, and we continued having live stuff alongside the sound systems down at the Dub Club, and we had Luciano passing through in 2006. Culture came back, and this was in 2006 where Joseph Hill sadly died just in Germany, and whilst the group was on tour and we were the next show in line, and actually we were kind of like obviously wondering what was happening. Everyone's pretty shocked about the death of Joseph Hill, and unbelievably Kenyatta Hill, his son, stepped up just immediately and like finished the tour off, which included a show in Shrewsbury, which was an amazing time. So yeah, and then we continued with the Congos in 2007 and the Third World, Mighty Diamonds in 2009, Freddie McGregor in 2009 as well. And this is the track I want to play from Freddie McGregor, just to round off the story, round off the night. It's Big Ship.
Sailing, sailing. Say when I'm ready, you must hold on steady. We're moving off at lightning speed, yeah. Take a seat and wait till I'm ready. I'm coming, so hold on steady, yeah. Big ship sailing on the ocean. We don't need no commotion. Big ship sailing on the ocean. Oh, 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 yeah. Say big ship sailing on the ocean. Sailing on the ocean. Whoa, 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 yeah. There's a time when the sea gets rough. The wind is blowing and the fishes keep moving. What are you doing, Mr. Man? Sit down, hold on tight. Get ready, cause we're sailing. Big ship sailing on the ocean. We don't need no commotion. Big ship sailing on the ocean. Get ready, cause we're moving. Big ship sailing on the ocean. Whoa, 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 yeah. Big ship sailing on the ocean. Whoa, yeah. Say when I'm ready, you must hold on steady. We're moving off at lightning speed, yeah. Take a seat and just wait till I'm ready. I'm coming, hold on steady, cause big ship sailing on the ocean. We don't need no commotion. Big ship sailing on the ocean. We got to come over. Big ship sailing on the ocean. Whoa, 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 yeah. Say we're sailing on the ocean. Yeah, say there's a time when the sea gets rough. The wind is blowing and the fishes keep moving. What are you doing, Mr. Man? Sit down, hold on tight. Get ready, cause we're sailing. Big ship sailing on the ocean. Don't need no commotion. Big ship sailing on the ocean. We got to come over. Big ship sailing on the ocean.
Okay, we're drawing to a close. I hope you've enjoyed hearing the story about the Shrewsbury Dub Club. It's getting late, and the Jazz and Roots Club, definitely an amazing time. It's just want to say thanks as well to Paul and G and the Dub Central crew for having us on, letting us tell this story. And thanks to everyone at Help Dub Club and the Jazz and Roots Club all through those years. That includes everyone that came to the nights, obviously. Helped stick up camo, do artwork for the nights, go on the door, all those kind of things. It all made it possible. So if you're interested in Dub Club, you can scan YouTube. There's loads of different clips on there. Fortunately, that's pretty much all that remains of it these days, apart from a couple of dog-eared posters. But yeah, thanks for listening. I'm going to leave you with a track now. Twinkle Brothers meets Jar Shaka. This is a track called Africa. This will just finish the night off. Thanks for listening. I'll see you again.
There is a land.